The new National leader has made his first major appointment, giving his almost rival Simon Bridges the much coveted and high profile finance portfolio. Christopher Luxon travelled to Tauranga today to make the announcement alongside the local MP, but it didn't go quite as planned. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
You're ready to go.
Cameras on, mics up, and new leader in place.
Take your time, take your time. All good.
Everything you need for your first big announcement in the job. Almost.
Now, I'm supposed to be here with my good friend Simon Bridges, but I want to tell you what's happened in the last hour. One of his sons has had an accident at school, and now he's in hospital. And so Simon texted me 20 minutes ago to say that he can't be with us, and I've told him, mate, please just stay with your family.
Not quite the show of unity Chris Luxon had been hoping for after travelling to Tauranga to stand by his almost rival. The announcement this: Simon Bridges will be his number three, National's money man, the new finance and infrastructure spokesperson.
I think he's going to be amazing. He is a really prodigious talent. He's got a big brain, so he's going to be taking it to Grant Robertson.
The appointment's a little surprise, call it quid pro quo. Mr. Bridges has been in line for the job ever since dropping out of Tuesday's leadership contest and instead endorsing Mr. Luxon.
He's got a really clear sense of what he's about and what he wants to do for New Zealand, and that excites me.
There's been no deals done, there's been nothing like that. It's actually fundamentally been about making sure we put the right person on the right task.
Simon Bridges' credentials are by now well known: a former lawyer, former transport minister, former national leader. He wanted his old job back but couldn't get the numbers. So can Mr. Luxon trust him not to try it again?
Absolutely. Totally, total trust him.
The decision spells an end to the experiment that was a shared finance portfolio dreamed up by Judith Collins and split between Andrew Bailey and Michael Woodhouse.
It worked for the time, but this is a different time, and the new leadership team that want to take things in a different direction. I completely understand that, and I'm looking forward to a new challenge.
Chris Bishop is another who could have handled finance, one of the party's strongest performers, with a current focus on COVID.
I'm just happy with whatever Christopher wants me to do.
He'll find out soon enough. The remaining jobs are to be divvied out over the weekend and announced Monday. That's one former leader now dealt with. The next question, what to do with the others? Todd Muller and Judith Collins.